Today there were two reflections which really stood out to me based on particularly our first reading and our gospel. And the first one turns out to be somewhat a very practical reflection, and the second part may be a tad more spiritual. So in some sense, this homily is going to be two parts in a way. And so let's jump into the first reflection that caught my attention. And it actually came about earlier this week when it came to my attention that I have been eating out a lot. And I realized this in a couple of ways. The first was when I had two experiences of someone suggesting a place to eat, and I said, well, I was just there yesterday. Could we pick a different spot? And the other way was when I was filling in my kind of budget Excel sheet, a lot of those entries dealt with restaurants. And so seeing this made me aware of two truths. The one, I've been spending more money on eating out than I would personally like. And two, that fact by itself shows me and showed me that my life was getting a little bit disordered and out of order. For it showed me that I was not allowing myself time to go grocery shopping and actually cook a homemade meal. Instead, it showed that I was overbooking myself and just running from one thing to the next. And so I made a resolution this week to not eat out, at least this next coming week, unless I was invited to by someone else, and to instead organize my schedule, kind of put back into order my schedule, to allow for myself time to shop and then cook homemade meals. Now, the results have proven to be twofold. One, I am saving money, which is not the point. That's not why I'm doing it. But it actually is because of the second reason and more important one, that for one, I actually feel much more better physically. I have more energy throughout the day, even sleeping better at night. And my life itself just seems to be more ordered, more set in its proper place, with the only kind of difficult part being of having to say no to some things or pull back in order to have that life in order. Now, all of this really stems from the first part of the gospel, which is what made me think of all this. We would hear our Lord criticize the scribes for their long robes and seats of honor in the marketplace and synagogues. Now, back in that time period, long robes were not a cheap article of clothing to have. In fact, they were quite expensive. And so here we have these religious leaders wearing pretty fine clothing, which then kind of I was able to connect to, thinking of myself as a religious leader. And so I began to ask myself the question, if people, thinking of all of you, saw what I spent my money on, what would you learn about me? Now, your first answer to that, especially in the last week, would be, well, Father eats out a lot. He also likes coffee a lot. And I didn't really like that answer. I didn't want that to be what people learned about me. And so I realized that I would have to make some conscious changes so that a different story would be told. Now, this is an important question, even though it's very practical. A question for ourselves to ask from time to time, and to look at where our money is going and ask, what does this say about me? Does it say that I watch a lot of TV because of the multiple subscription services that I have? Does it say that I am generous because of the donations that I have given? Does it say I am vain because of the many long robes I purchase for myself? Christ, in his criticism of the scribes, reminds us that we are stewards of the money that we have, And how we spend our money can teach us where our priorities lie, not only to others, but more importantly, to ourselves. Or to, like myself, to show us where maybe we have begun to place things outside of their proper order, and our life has become disordered. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't spend money on anything nice. Again, that's not the point. But it does give us insights to trends that we may not want to have continued in our life. For we may find our Lord criticize us as he was doing of those scribes. Okay, that was the first reflection that came out of this gospel, and let's get into the second one, which flows as we hear Jesus say that the poor widow gave more in her two small coins than the large sums from the rich. And here, in Jesus saying this, we learn another important truth, that God does not want the surplus of our love. He wants all of our love. You know, so often I think we can be like those rich in the gospel and give God and others only our surplus of love. When we have a surplus of time, then we go and pray. When we have a surplus of desire, then we help one another. When we have a surplus of strength, we fight temptation. And when we have a surplus of feeling merciful, then we forgive. We can at times let our faith get the surplus of our life rather than all of our life. Yet we see from the example of these really incredible women in our readings that the faith of them is amazing. This first reading with the woman who gives her very last meal for herself and her son to Elijah, and this widow who gives her last two coins to the temple, that they give everything to God. They do not wait until they have a surplus to love God or to love their neighbor. And they're able to do this because they are fully aware that God himself never gives us and loves us out of his surplus, but he always loves us with everything, his very self, his very life on the cross, his very life in the Eucharist. In confession, he does not forgive us when he has a surplus of feeling merciful. He does not make himself available in prayer when he has a surplus of time. He is always merciful and always available. God loves us with everything at every time, not only when he has a surplus to spare. And so these women in the first reading in the gospel truly love as God loves, a godly love. They did not wait to love until they have extra, but they love to the very best ability that they can in the moment that they are in, which then allows Christ to praise these women because he recognizes the love that they have. You love with my love. Do we have that kind of love? I think most of the time we do. I think the proof of which being our celebration of 175 years as a parish. And in my short 4 months, I've seen why St. Joseph Parish is still here after an incredible 175 years of history. Because I have witnessed firsthand how you have loved, not only with your surplus, but as that widow loved, with everything, everything you have, your whole livelihood. And this weekend, this celebration of 175 years is a testament and a celebration of that love, a love of not just loving with surplus, but with everything, a love that keeps our hands open to all as Christ's hands, a love that is like the very love of God, a love that lasts for 175 years, and hopefully, by continuing to love with not just our surplus, but our very livelihood, well beyond.